Greetings, everybody. This is Laurie Handlers, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe on bbsradio.com. Tantra Cafe is a program for spiritual enlightenment, and I'm your host. Boy, I haven't been here in a long time. I've had a lot of pre-recorded shows for you because I was in India. And I was actually in India for 5 weeks, and then I was for over the holidays, I was in Scottsdale, Arizona with People Unlimited, who have been my guests 2 times on the show before. If you have any questions about any of my previous shows, by the way, you can just go to tantracafe.com. Anyway, I am so glad to be back on the air. I have a very special program this evening. I couldn't be more excited. It's 2009. My year started out with an amazing bang, you know, just like fabulous good fortune. I spent the holidays in Scottsdale, Arizona. I had 2 bliss workshops when I was in Scottsdale. First time ever that I did any Tantra teaching in Arizona. And I'm so glad to be bringing some Tantra to that very conservative in the past, that very conservative place. And also, my time in India was amazing at the end of the year, the Thanksgiving time. It was just completely amazing. So it's just been, and listen, and our whole country is preparing itself for the inauguration of Barack Obama. So what a wonderful time, both in my personal history and in history altogether. I couldn't be more excited about this year. So I wish you Happy New Year and greetings. I wish you Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, which means I wish you peace. The light in you, I see the light in you, and I wish you only peace. So let me tell you a little bit for our appetizer tonight on Tantra Cafe. Let me just tell you a little bit about what this show is going to be about. I have a very special guest this evening on my show, and that is Amit Arora, who is my guide in India. We're pulling him in live on a Skype hookup from India, and I want to just tell you why I bring people to India and why Amit gets to meet them and what we're doing there. I know we've spent a few other shows on India, where I've talked to Dr. Judy about it, and I talked to Paula Gloria about India before, but I haven't really ever had Amit on the show. I don't know if he's even ever been on a radio show before, but I thought it was a really good idea to tell you, why actually I bring people to India and then actually talk to the person who plans it out with me and helps me bring them. And in the course of this, we're also going to have another guest, Krishna, who's been a guest on the show before. He went to India with me this year. And maybe some other people will call in who have been to India with me since I've been taking people there for the last 3 or 4 years. So I take people to India every year because in India I feel like Westerners have the greatest chance of learning to like let go, to actually let go of their head and their ego and the way they think life should be, and let go of their expectations and their attachments to every which thing, every which way, everything the way that should be, and to actually just surrender to what is. India provides a great opportunity for people to simply surrender and find out what it is to just go with a flow, a total flow. Inside of that, it would be a great idea to have Amit on my show tonight, who's experienced all these groups of Americans and British that I've taken to India to experience such a thing. And then have Krishna on, who will talk about, his experience of surrendering there, and maybe some other people will call in. I've asked a few people to call in who've been on the trip with me before. And let me just say, what it is, and then I'll bring Amit on, and that is, each year I've taken people on the tantric tour of the heart of India. We start in New Delhi, and we then leave Delhi and right away go to a small town called Pushkar. In Pushkar, people get to just slowly make their way, establishing themselves with a culture that's so different from theirs. And we, you know, we go to a holy lake and we climb a mountain there, a small mountain, and people do camel rides. Then we move on to Rajasthan where we have elephant rides, and we go to a fort, and we go to a Kali temple, and we do very colorful things in Jaipur, in the state of Rajasthan. And then we go to see the Taj Mahal, and people are always amazed by the Taj Mahal. And then we go to Varanasi to see the Ganges River and to see Hindu people praying along the banks of the river. And then we fly to Khajuraho, where the Kama Sutra temples are, and amazing things happen there when people see those 500-year-old sculptures of people actually making love, or in some cases simply making sex. But nonetheless, throughout the tour, what ends up happening is that people start to really drop into their bodies and let go of their expectations and the monkey mind. So that's why I take people on tour. We've made a film of it, and Amit has participated in that, and we've done a couple other tours, the same thing, bringing people each time. So we'll bring him on now and talk with Amit about his experience with what it's like to be the guide of all these, you know, I want to say sort of crazy Americans and crazy Brits that I bring along with me, and dealing with what it's like to deal with a Western personality, and how it affects him, and his take on how it has affected Indians by having us come there, etc. So without another second delay, I just want to introduce Amit Arora, complete travel service in Delhi, India, throughout India, and has been running it for at least 10 to 15 years now. Amit, are you there?
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Amit. How great to have you as my guest.
Yes. And namaste to all of you.
Good, thank you. Thanks so much. Amit, what's the name of your travel service? Let's just tell people right now.
Namaskar India Travels.
Namaskar India Travel. Are you having a little throat difficulty right now?
Yeah, you know, it's a morning for me. I am never a morning person.
Yes, so people, if you're listening live, it's about 8:30 in the morning in India, and it's 10 p.m. Eastern time here in the U.S. So could you just, let's spell Namaskar for them. Could you do that?
Yeah, it's NamaskarIndiaTravels. Namaskar India Travels.
NamaskarIndiaTravels.com.
.com.
Okay, good. So if people want to go right now while they're listening to us, if they want to go to your website online, they can do that. So let's say, so you and I, we met about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, something like that.
5 years and back, when you were traveling first time in India.
Yeah, and we concocted, first of all, you sent me on a tour.
Yes.
And then we sat and we planned what it would be like to have other people come with me on a tour. So, So tell us a little bit about, tell the listeners a little bit about, you know, your take on it, your take as a travel guide, your take as somebody who's Indian, you know, what it's been like for you to have my tours come to India.
It was a very great experience for me because first time in my life I was doing tours with some sort of workshop, as like your tours are always involved with Tantra workshops. So it was a good experience for me. And as an overall person, I always like to meet new people. That's why I choose that profession, being a tour guide and organizing tours for people. Because whenever you interact with new people, everybody has a new personality and give you a chance to know something new. So I always intake as a good chance to learn something and to experience which I get from meeting new people while doing tours. And for with your tour especially, it was a great experience because when people come to India, they don't know what is India. And it's a very complete different world as compared to the West. But as it's on your people who come on your tour, they know a little bit about India. They have aware in their mind what this country is. So I feel it more comfortable to take them around India, and I think they enjoy India better than other tourists, because it's my experience personal that when people don't know nothing about India, they cannot enjoy. And I still remember the best word you tell to the people: when you come to India, surrender, because India cannot be changed.
Right, that's true, Amit. What you're saying, you know, I do always say to people, I write them emails before they come to India with me, and then I tell them that again and again and again and again when they're in India with me, that India has been invaded 400 times, and no culture has ever been able to make a real major dent in India. India just gets itself expanded and big enough to wrap its arms around whatever new culture has invaded it. And India really doesn't so much change. It just incorporates the new culture into its own culture rather than changing itself. So if my people, if they're American, pretty much, they've been American, but a few have been British. We've had maybe 5 British with us who came with me. And I say to them, surrender, because you're right, they can't change India. They can't change anything about India. They can only change themselves while they're in India, so they have to surrender. It's very true. But do you think, I mean, in a few minutes, Krishna's on the line waiting to come in, so we'll bring him in soon.
Yes, sir.
Moments. Just stand by, Krishna, if you would. Amit, do you think that the people who have met me and the people who have met my tourists, you know, the people, they are special, because pretty much they've been studying Tantra. Some of them have been studying Tantra a lot for a long time. Some of them are Tantra teachers that have come with me. And some of them have studied a lot, and some have studied a little. But do you think over time the people who see us over and over again, do you think they've changed as a result of knowing us?
Yeah, basically you can say when we travel in India, people always absorb all type of things from us, like basically from Western people. It has both good and bad effects. People like the people who come in your group, they talk to people, they tell them new things, and they interact with them. That is a good effect on them. But sometimes there are other bunch, some people, some Western people, they come, they don't behave good to Indian people. So it depends, like what people are giving to us. And I feel that India is a country which very well works on Newton's law of action and reaction. You have seen yourself. If you give love to Indian people, you get love back from them very easily. At all small tourist places also.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, my experience has been that when I come back over and over again to see people who I met the first time and the second time, they have come to love me. Even the you know, those children that we go to see when we're in Khajuraho. When we're in Khajuraho, for the listeners, where the Kama Sutra temples are, we go to a certain we go through a village, and we usually go to a school there, and we make contributions to the school so that the schoolmaster can bring the buildings up. When we first saw the school, the children were learning on the ground. They were sitting on the ground and singing songs and learning. And then some of my students made contributions to the school. And over time now, they have 2 solid classrooms and they're building 4 more. And I've actually seen that progress. By the way, Amit, I got a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year email from that schoolmaster, which I felt really good about. But anyway, I know that over time when we go there, the children in that village, they recognize me and they follow all along, and then they're my friends. Like, they can't wait for me to come back and bring my groups. You know, so I think they've been a little influenced by the puja that we do at the temple, the different rituals. They see things that they don't see from other tourists.
It's very true, Laurie. People don't forget if people meet in India to you, and they always remember. And you can feel everywhere, even you go Varanasi, even you go Agra, people remember people in India. The life is still not so busy, so they don't forget, and you know, it's a type of bindation between us. A relation is growing. When they see us, you felt it, because now they approach us in a more better manner, with a loving hands.
What was the last part you said? What were the loving hands?
I said that because of the relation, now they come close to us with the loving hands, like they give, they shower us their love, but better because they know us for the last 4 years.
Right, the they shower us with love.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really, really amazing. Well, let's bring Krishna in. And see, oh, I want to let people know how to get in touch with us if they want to call in. So hold on a second. If you're listening to the show and you'd like to call in and put in your 2 cents, if you're somebody who's come to India with me, you can call in on 888-228-4494 if you're in the U.S. And if you're anywhere else in the world, oh, U.S. or Canada, if you're anywhere else in the world, you can come in on 877-489-6350. So that's in case you'd like to chat with Amit or myself. And Krishna, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back. You've been on a few times. You've called in and you were my guest once as well. If anybody wants to learn how to eat a strawberry sensually, go over to tantra.com and look on the show where Krishna is and you'll definitely get a sensation. So, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks. So, you were here, you were in India with us this last tour, and I'd like to know from you, you know, what your, you know, how you felt about Amit being our guide, and anything you'd like to add about that in any way that you, you know, something that you learned or what have you, please feel free to chime in here.
Sure. Amit was a wonderful guide. He created really an environment of safety as we traveled throughout India and walked into this strange yet beautiful and amazing land, and I felt really safe as I went from place to place and had one experience after another in each area of India, which is almost like a whole different country in and of itself with its own unique flavor.
You mean each area that we went to seemed like a whole other country?
It had a its own different, unique vibe or feeling or way to get a. We had to. Each part of the tour was like a preparation for the next segment of the tour. And how
that's,
to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we aim for. I mean, I think when Amit first. Amit, when I first got... I go to a small place to it, and then start going to bigger and bigger places, so that's really pretty much how I've done it with my tourists. You want to... Would that be correct, my saying that? That was how you planned it?
Yep. Okay. Just give us chance, people, to... You know, you, as we decided, give us chance to them to absorb India in a better manner. Because if you take them to big cities, it's a lot of hustle and bustle. Sometimes which is not good for tourists who come first time in India.
Yeah, my impression is that with India, if people start in Delhi, which I don't want them to go out in Delhi, I don't like them to take taxis, go around before the tour starts. Because I don't want them to be so confronted. There's a billion people in India, and the streets are filled with, often filled with beggars and filled with things that they're not used to as Westerners. We certainly have our homeless people here in the U.S., which for us feels terrible. And in India, it's just multiplied more and more by many movable populations. So I always feel like India will be so confrontive. And I think you've been right, Amit, about having... start in a really small place, and what Krishna's saying, you know, each place we go prepares us for the next place. So
yeah.
You've done a really fantastic job of plotting it out.
Thank you.
Yeah. Amit, have you ever been on the radio before?
When I was a child, I used to go to on Sunday child shows. And we have there. Yeah, we have to sing poems and songs there.
Poems and songs. I love it. I didn't know.
But that is already 22 years back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you're on this show tonight. So, I really am. I'm excited. What a great...
Yeah, I'm feeling very honored also. And I was having a little bit butterflies in my stomach, but now I'm feeling better.
That's great. That's really, really great. So, well, you both of you guys, if you'll hold on for a second, because we're about to take a commercial break, and then we'll be back. We'll get the signal to come back. So if you just tuned in, I want to let you know that you're listening to Tantra Cafe, and I'm Laurie Handler, your host. And my guests tonight are Amit Arora, my guide in India, who's taken me and my other students, friends, and tourists through the heart of India. And my other guest is Krishna Naidu, who is a Tantra instructor and also a yoga teacher. And he was on my tour of India this past year, and he's on the show with us as well. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back after station break.
Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex? Feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex? Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Lori Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex. And it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com. and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Are you someone who's looking for more pleasure in your life and you've never heard of East Garden? East Garden is a comfortable and elegant environment for women to explore the tools of pleasure and other educational materials. These materials enhance mind, body, and spirit. Eve's Garden encourages women to take responsibility for their own sexuality and clearly understand that bodily pleasure and spiritual joy are one and the same. While in New York City, you can visit the store at 119 West 57th Street, Suite 1201. And now, for a limited time, you can get a 15% discount on everything in stock if you go through evesgarden.com/ Tantra Cafe. Go there now.
Well, we're back from break, everybody, and this is Laurie Handlers. I'm your host of Tantra Cafe, and you're listening to bbsradio.com. My guests this evening are Amit Arora, who is coming to us live from India, where it's almost 9 o'clock in the morning now, and my other guest is Krishna Naidu, who came with me on my India tour this year. And I need to make a correction before we get into any more of this exciting stuff about India. I gave the wrong website before for Amit's travel business. It's namaskarindiatravels.net. Okay, before the earlier segment of the show, I said it was .com, but it's .net. So that's for anybody who wants to look him up. Now, Krishna, just you said before in the other segment that each part of the trip prepared you for the next part of the trip. Could you tell us a little something about that? Like, first of all, what was your favorite part of the trip this year?
Well, I think my favorite part was being on the Ganges River at sunrise, and everyone five of us jumping into the Ganges.
Yeah, I have to admit that was pretty shocking for me. I think my mouth went down to the bottom of the boat. So for people listening, we were in Varanasi, and I've been there four times before, and I've never seen any Westerners jump into the river. Now, Amit and my friend Paula does go swimming in the Ganges, but other than Paula Gloria, who's been on the show with me before, twice actually, I know no other Westerners who went into the Ganges. But Krishna, you did go into the Ganges, and what was that like?
Well, surprisingly, the Ganges tasted sweet.
It tasted sweet?
Yeah. It had a sweet taste to it, and it was just, I felt cleansed by the experience, as many other people that did, the other four people that jumped in said they had similar experiences as well. Of feeling that, like they just had been cleansed. Which is a whole thing that they say. What's that?
And tell the visitors, tell the listeners really what it was like for you. I mean, like, what came over you that you would have even jumped in?
Well, I've been trying to get to India for 10 years with all my study of Tantra and meditation, and wanting to have the full experience of being there in India. And one of the people on tour boldly just dropped over the edge of the boat, clothes and all on, and I followed, as well as other three other people. And I just wanted to have the full experience and have the feeling of what the purification of dropping into the Ganges would be like, because that's part of a spiritual practice for most of the people living in Varanasi and up and down throughout India on the different rivers that make up the Ganges, is to bathe in the Ganges once in the morning and once in the evening.
For purification purposes?
Yes.
Like when people get bathed in the Ganges, they're supposed to be absolved of all sins and purify their life.
Yeah.
So did you have that feeling?
I felt like I had cleared something that I wasn't even aware that I had. And it was just an amazing experience to see people doing arti on the river at sunset and doing different spiritual practices on the of the Brahmins chanting and the fires burning the bodies on the side of the river, which is part of what India does is when they're dead die, they wrap them in, I'm not exactly sure what they wrap them in, but they wrap them in and
cloth.
Put them in,
some kind of cloth.
Some sort of cloth, and they burn them on the sides, their bodies on the sides of the river, and drop their bodies after they're burned into the ashes of the body into the river. So we also took, I took pictures while I was there in the evening. And one of our friends talks about orbs showing up in pictures, and I've seen it happen on...
Wait, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go into...
Okay, I won't go there. All right, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't want to go into orbs. That's
all
a
right.
Whole other show. I have to...
All right.
For Alan,
we'll just come back to this. Yeah, we'll wait for Alan to be on that show.
Thank you.
So that was one of the really
powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was one of the really powerful experiences was Varanasi. And then just going and having the experience of riding on the train in India was another thing. The different forms of transportation that everyone does in order to get to where they work and how much effort people put forth to support their families and make life work for them. It's really humbling and inspiring to put that much more forth effort in my own life here because humbling that people work for so hard and are willing to sacrifice body and for their family.
Beautiful. Thanks. Thanks so much. Now, Amit, me and my groups have been there now, four times, and I'm wondering, you can hear Krishna saying, what he got and how inspired he was and how purified he felt in the Ganges and also, the amazing train ride we took, the overnight train ride to Varanasi. What, in terms of when I bring groups to you, in terms of the tantra that I've taught, what's been the highlight for you, and also in terms of the groups, because I think we're having a kind of a cross-cultural experience. So maybe you could share with us a little bit about what you've gotten from the tantra, and we'll see where that takes us, and then I'll also ask you about anything else you've gotten from just being with the Americans and the British that I've brought.
First of all, I want to thank you that when I met you first time, I knew about Tantra, but a lot of doubts. So most important thing, meeting you and doing your groups, I know the doubts got cleared, and I know a little bit about the path which I started walking, about Tantra path, and I put myself into Tantra yoga also, that I learned basically mostly from you. And one thing which I highlight, which I learned from you, especially from you, is a good leadership.
For leadership.
Which is very good for me, because it gave me inside confidence, and I feel more ease to handle groups now. This I will surely learn from you. And
Amit, I imagine there's a few people in India who learned that from me too. By the time and I got to some of the places that we took people, the tour leaders, the individual guides in each place, I think they've gotten all better as a result of us being there.
Yes, that is very much true.
Yeah.
And one thing, when the people you bring to India, you bring people who are into spiritual path, so everybody has this some way of distinct of going on a spiritual path. And when you interact with people who know a little bit about spirituality and who wants to work on themselves, you always get learn something new from them. Everybody gives you new things to learn. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's, well, I think, do you think that we're different?
Hello.
Give us a comparison to, say, another student? I'm sorry, another tourist? Like, you just had another tour. I know that you had another tour of people who were Swedish.
Hello?
What, am I still on the call? Am I still on the phone, on the show? Oh, God. Oh, okay. I think we just lost Amit, so I'm not sure. Seth will try to get him again. I was just asking the question about whether the tours that I do, the Tantra tours that I do, are different from other tours that Amit's had in India.
Hello.
And hopefully we'll get him back on the show.
Hello.
Oh, good. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. You can hear me already now?
Good. Yeah, here's the question I was asking you. I think you just had a tour recently. I think you just came back from a tour with people from another country. Were they Swedish?
Yeah, they were Swedish.
Yeah, so, what's the difference? How was it to be with Swedish people who might not know anything about India and definitely don't know about Tantra? How was it to be with them versus how it is to be with our group, you know?
Basically, like, Swedish people, like, these people, first of all, who came to India, they've known each other very well because they were from the same school. It was a group of school teachers.
Okay.
Which I did. And the difference is that, like, when you compare to Americans, like, when Americans come, they are all, like, I will say, they are different characters. Means, like, everybody you can find a different, you can distinct them from each other, which is good, then you can learn from every individual a different thing, because they have a different personality and something different to teach you. So it's always good to interact, and you get a different type of knowledge from everybody. So it's like,
yeah,
if you bring 11 people, you get 11 different personalities.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just wondered if you could tell any distinction between, you know, between tantric tourists and plain tourists. I don't know what to call them. Ones who haven't studied anything, you know, of Indian culture.
Yeah, the main difference is that the tools which you bring, they know a little bit about India, and when they come to India, they can absorb the good and bad energies. They can feel it better. And if they are a little smart, then they can absorb good energies. Like, you see many people in your group, they start doing meditation in temples. They try to interact with people who have spiritual energies in India. So if other people come who don't know about spirituality and who comes to India for traveling, they miss this type of energies.
Yeah.
That's
we've had people in the temples go into spontaneous kundalini.
Yeah.
You know, remember when Marie and Sharon were there in Delwood?
Yeah.
They were in the Kali temple in Jaipur, and they went into a spontaneous kundalini experience.
I remember.
I don't know that other tourists would necessarily do that. They probably wouldn't even know what was happening to them if they did do that.
Sometimes even these people don't go inside temples also.
Oh, really?
Many people, yeah, sometimes they don't like to go inside temples.
Oh. That's a total shock to me.
No, sometimes, yes, few temples they visit, but like not all the temples which we visit, they don't go inside the temples, not all places. And even if some people, I felt some people were spiritual in Swedish group also. There were a couple of people who did meditation, but then many people didn't went inside also.
That's amazing to me. One of the biggest draws of India is the temples. I mean, just to experience them and the energy there, that's amazing to me. Well, listen, we're going to take another break here in a moment,
okay,
and hear some music, and then we'll be back for our next segment. So
okay,
in case you've just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe on bbsradio.com. My guests this evening are Amit Arora, who is my tour guide in India. Many of you have heard about him, and many of you listening know him. And my other guest this evening is Krishna Naidu, who has been on the show with me before, and he's a tantric, and he was on the tour with me this year. So we're just kind of discussing what there is, you know, to get in India, and just from the source here, you know, from my tour guide and somebody who's been on the tour. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back with you on Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handler. See you in a minute.
If you want financial advice on how to plan for the future,
I know exactly who you should call. My friend Jeff DeLone. Jeff's worked with over 300 individuals, professionals, and corporations in the past 20 years. He helps clients develop strategies for estate planning, investments, and retirement. Jeff DeLone is located in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. But wherever you are in the United States, you can reach Jeff at 610-356-1254. Or you can email him at jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com. That's jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Jeff DeLone is a registered representative with FSC Securities Corporation. DeLone Financial Group is not.
Hi, everybody. We're back with Tantra Cafe, and this is Laurie Handler, your host. And, you know, I want to tell you what a blast I have doing the show. It's just, I can't even tell you how excited I am. I mean, it makes my week every week to do this show for you and to do the show for me. I love it. You just listened to a piece of music called Brand New Delhi, Brand New Delhi by the Tao of Groove. And Tao is spelled T-A-O, in case you don't know. Some people pronounce that Tao, but it's Tao. By the Tao of Groove on the Tantra Lounge CD. And I use that particular track in my Gate Dinner, which is part of my second level Tantra. I use that on my advanced Tantra course called Ecstasy. And, you know, each week I like to share music with you. So there you go again, Brand New Delhi. You just heard a little bit more than a minute of that track. So I'm back with my guests, Amit Arora and Krishnan and I do. And while we were on break, they reminded me of something that I forgot to tell you, which is, first of all, I'm planning a new trip. I've been doing this Heart of India tour now for 4 years, and I've decided that I want to change the tour into something else. Like, I want to go to some new parts of India this year, 2009. So we're planning a tour in May, and I'm planning to take people to the Himalayas, or the Himalayas, depending upon how you want to say it, and Amit is planning a tour for that, and we'll get into that in a minute, and just, you know, as soon as I tell you the rest of this, which is Krishna will probably be taking over my tour, my Heart of India tour, and he's planning to take people who are more meditative. Like, I was taking kind of a general segment of people interested in Tantra, but some of them were meditators and some of them weren't, and Krishna will be acting on my behalf, taking people through parts where there's more meditation and time in the temples and a little less time in the market and in the shopping. So I just so here we are, the three of us together, the planners of the change of these tours. And we'll tell you a little bit now about the new plans. So Amit, you know, we talked about taking people to the Himalayas, and can you speak a little bit about what we'll be doing? Like, I know we'll be spending a couple of days in Dharamsala, and then we'll be going to some very high places. Like, we're not going to Kathmandu, but we are going to places like Ladakh and Manali, and we're going on a high road, two high roads, which are the highest roads that any people can drive on. Could you say just a little something about what people would get if they came with us to the Himalayas?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say that Himalayas is almost my love. I have never loved anything more in this life than Himalayas. I feel it like if I go there, it's the best place. It's like you are very close to nature. So it's like a tour of nature. We start with Rishikesh, which is very famous. Beatles came there in 50s. Then we go to Amritsar, which I'm planning, like, people can see the start of Sikhi religion. Like you say, always Sikh, and Sikhs are all over the world, and they have a lot in your country especially. So to see the start of their religion. And then we go to Dharamshala. That is a place where everybody knows. It's a center, epicenter for Dalai Lama. And it's like after they came from Tibet, they took the shelter there. Then we go Manali, which is very beautiful valley.
Before we leave Dharamsala, it's where the Dalai Lama lives, but also you said that the people who come, we might be able to meet the Karmapa, like the second in charge of the Tibetan Buddhism, yeah?
Yeah, he's in the sector of Dalai Lama, he's the second most important personality after Dalai Lama. And Dalai Lama gave himself special teaching, 1:1 teaching he got from Dalai Lama. So he's very much onto spiritual path because of the teaching he got from Dalai Lama.
And then after that, so we would be there and possibly we would meet him. By the way, I've met two of the Karmapas myself in life, which is so amazing. So it would be seeing this Karmapa again for me, which would be wonderful. I met the Karmapa before this one as well.
Yeah,
and then
sure
we go to Manali, to a little village.
Yeah, it's not little village because it's a very, after the problem which happened in Kashmir, that Manali became very much famous tourist destination and it's a very beautiful valley. And it's always called in the books a gateway to Himalayas because from the Manali is the way to go to the cold desert of Himalayas, which is Ladakh and Spiti. So I will say the best part of this adventurous thing is to go to Ladakh because that is a place which you cannot compare anywhere in the world. It's very different. The landscape is very different. People are very different. You don't feel the people have more Mongolian look. And they are very much grounded, very much close to the nature. Because the terrain they live is very difficult. I think it will be the most special thing. It's a different part of India.
I can't wait. I'm looking so forward to it. I'm really... Hold on a second. We have a caller. We have Jeannie O'Donnell on the line. So I'm going to pull Jeannie in because she's been to India with us twice. And so we're just going to get a comment from Jeannie. And we're getting really close to the end of the show, everybody. So hang on a second. Jeannie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
great.
Listening to this whole thing. And hi, Amit.
Hi, Jeannie.
I just wanted to say that Amit is a very cool tour guide, and that I don't know if that's his coming across, but I'm not a good traveler, and traveling to India is quite an amazing thing. And I remember the first time I went over there, I was like, I arrived, and there's all these people, and I'm thinking, oh my God, where's Amit? And I had a picture of him that looked like a saint. He looked like he had a halo around him, which he does. But I was looking at the picture, and I was looking at all these beautiful Indian people, and I was thinking, where is he? And then I thought, could my cell phone work in India? So I called him up, and he says, I'm right here. I'm looking at you. Like, what's the big deal? And immediately, he put me at ease about traveling in India. And I've been 2 times to India with Amit as the tour guide, and I must say, I come with my own set of travel issues, because it's hard for me to get out of the house and go someplace, so India was challenging, and I got a lot of insight from Amit. He has a wealth of wisdom about how to live life, and as you're traveling very quickly through, like a billion people and a whole different way of seeing things and ancient places that are, you're just walking down the street just like everybody else is, he's got a take on it that he's very relaxed and he's definitely got his own take on it. And you can talk about the Muslims and the Hindus and the places we visited and made it a whole lot more, less touristy, more real, a lot more fun. And he took part in all of the Tantra meditation work we did and definitely told me a few things about myself that I've remembered since. Like one of the first things he said to me was, he said, let it flow through you. You get it caught inside of yourself. Just let it go. And I
Jeannie, thanks so much for calling in and sharing all that. That's just it's wonderful. Wonderful to hear.
Yeah,
it's great to have you on the show as well. Listen, everybody, I got to tell you that we're like winding down towards the end of the show here and running out of time. So for those of you who just, you know, tuned in late, I'm joined here with Amit, my guide in India, Krishna, who's going to be taking people probably on the Heart of India tour again, me, Laurie Handlers, who's going to be taking people to the Himalayas, Jeannie, who's been to India with us twice in the Heart of India tour. How good can it get? What a fabulous show. I want to thank you all. If you want more information, you can go to my website, butterflyworkshops.com, and you can find out information. I'm just about to put on the website the new tours. If you want to find out any more about Krishna, you can come to my website also. He's listed on there as the service providers. If you want to find out more about Amit directly or you want to plan your own tour, you can go to namaskarindiatravel.net. And everybody, I'm sorry, but we're at the end of the hour here, so we got to sign off. Amit, thanks so much for being on the show. Any last minute thing you want to say?
It was great on this show, and I think it's always nice to talk to you.
It's wonderful. Krishna, anything for you?
Well, being able to hear Amit's voice, and I'm wonderful for the launch of your Himalayan tour, and I've already heard that a bunch of people have already signed on for the Himalayan tour. So come and enjoy that, everyone out there.
Well, listen, wait a second. Hold on a second. We have another caller. I don't know if we can take the caller. We're at the end. Let's let him in for a quick second. It's my father, and he's been to India with Amit and me, too. Marty, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I just want to say hello to Amit.
Hello to Marty.
And that... I just want to say it was...
You have a big echo going on there. You have to, like, get away from your
computer. I want to say that it was a fantastic trip.
Okay, everybody, I got to say goodnight now. Namaste from Sancho Cafe.
Namaste.
We're signing off.
Love you all.
Happy
New Year to everybody.
Thank you.